Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. We do have Michelle with us. Michelle Stevens is the executive director of the Mountain View Area Chamber of Commerce. And Michelle, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Well, it's hard to believe that this is the 50th anniversary and the 50th one of the Folk Festival. And we've got a lot of big things coming up this weekend.
That's right. Today is the kickoff of our festival. And we're going to start off tonight with our kids. We're going to have a young musicians concert at the Ozark Folk Center State Park. And it's free admission. Just come out and enjoy the kids and listen to hear what our youngins are going to be doing. And they'll be the next musicians for the years to come.
Now, you also have on Friday, this is something kind of new, is a fiddle showcase. Describe what that's all about.
Okay, yeah, the fiddle showcase is going to be at the Edwin Luther Auditorium. And it is going to feature just local talent in Mountain View. And it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of people from the past that's played at the Folk Festivals also will be there. So that'll be a great addition to the festival this year.
And then at 5 p.m. on Friday, you have a talent show.
Yes, we're going to have an amateur talent show. We've got quite a few people signed up for it, so it's going to be a lot of fun. It's always interesting to see all the different kinds of music and the musicians and some of the little bands. It's just a lot of fun.
Saturday is a big day because, of course, it's the parade. The Folk Festival always has a great parade. But I hear that you guys have actually put on a lot of more floats this year and a lot of folks that are going to appear that may have been 50 years ago.
That's exactly right. We've got people coming that was the very first participants in the Folk Festival parades. We've got the first Folk Festival queen. We have vehicles that were in the first Folk Festival that were antique 50 years ago, so that's going to be interesting. We have 21 floats already registered, and they all have extremely unique and interesting titles, so it's going to be a really good parade.
And then we've got a matinee of music program is going to be a 2, and then we got something very special for the 50th celebration.
That's right. We're going to have a celebration cake on the Courthouse Square. We're going to auction off cakes and pies, and there's a surprise to those cakes and prizes. Or pies, you can auction on the one of your choice. If there's a number on the bottom of your cake, then you'll also receive a extra surprise, and I'm not going to give away the details on that. So come on out for the celebration cake, and we'll have a lot of fun there, too.
Now, that's going to be at a courthouse stage at 4:30 on Saturday, so folks need to be part of that. A lot of pictures going on, for sure. I know Rusty, the Stone County leader, will be archiving all this. It'll be a lot of fun. Then at 5 o'clock, what comes up at 5?
5 o'clock, we're going to have a fashion show for all the businesses there on the square to showcase their merchandise and different things that they have in their stores.
And then the gospel singing on Sunday kind of wraps up the Folk Festival this year.
We're going to have a gospel singing on Sunday. Market will also be going on Sunday, so there will be plenty of things to do after church or lunch. You can come on out and enjoy the rest of the festivities as we wrap up our weekend. And I'd like to say a special thank you to Yelcott, you know, being our major corporate sponsor this year, and all of our other sponsors for the different things that we do. But we really appreciate all of their help, and we just couldn't make it happen without them.
Now, a couple other things that's part of the Folk Festival we should talk about. The artisan market on the square, I mean, it is some of the finest artisans in the world will be on the square.
Absolutely. We'll have every kind of art you can imagine. We'll have paintings, pottery, broom making, just amazing jewelry, beadwork. It's just amazing some of the things you'll see in Mountain View.
And then the music on the square, of course, you're going to have pickup music all over Mountain View and Stone County.
Oh my goodness, Bob. I was out there today trying to just get some things ready to go and set up, and I could just hear music and fiddles and banjos and all kinds of things going all over the square. So it's already here. So if you want to come out and listen to some good music, just come on to Mountain View this weekend.
Okay, now Friday and Saturday, 10 to 4, a photo slideshow. Explain what that is at the museum.
At the Stone County Museum, they have been collecting pictures over the years, of course, as a museum. So we've really been beating the bushes for the locals to bring out those old-time pictures from Folk Festival all the way back 50 years ago. So there's going to be a slideshow rolling on that throughout the event. It's going to be really, really nice.
And then you also got a quilt, the Valor quilt in the courthouse.
The Valor quilt tent will be set up, and a Valor quilt is going to, they're actually going to be working on two. You can come by and put a stitch or two into the quilt, and it will go to a Stone County veteran. So we're going to give those quilts to a veteran after it's all over with.
And then the last thing, I guess, so of course, the rodeo and bull riding, which is in Friday night, bull riding, and Saturday and Sunday, they'll have the rodeo. But you also have the antique tractor display. Explain where that's going to be.
That's going to be on Peabody Street, on the corner of Peabody and Jefferson. So watch for the signs to see that. But they'll be going through the parade, so if you like what you see, you'll have to get a map and look them up, because it'll be a really nice display of old tractors.
It should be really awesome. Well, Michelle, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us. Michelle, of course, is with the Mountain View Longview Area Chamber of Commerce, and we will be broadcasting live Saturday starting at 8 and pretty much all day. We've got another business that will be having us there as well, so it's going to be fun for all this weekend. We encourage folks within the sound of our voice, make plans to attend. It's the 50th annual Arkansas Folk Festival. Michelle, thanks for taking time and talking with us.
Thank you, Bob. Nice talking to you, and I'll see you Saturday.